If you allow yourself to dream, vividly imagine it in your mind, speak it out in faith, then according to God's word, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believing, you shall receive.
Most Christians desire to prosper, but so many seem to lack the wisdom that's necessary to produce it. Remember Hosea 4:6 says that God's people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge? Some don't even know that it's God's will that they prosper. Let's take a look.
Welcome to All Things Are Possible podcast with your host, S.T. Smith, where you'll get the uncompromised word of God in bite-sized nuggets. So grab your Bible and get ready for some good news. Now here's your host, S.T. Smith.
Hello and welcome to this episode of All Things Are Possible. I'm your host, S.T. Smith, reminding you that Jesus is Lord. Your enemy only comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus came to bring life more abundantly, and all things are possible with God. So with the Word of God open on the screen in front of me, let's look at this week's nugget. It's true that some of God's people know that prosperity belongs to them, but they haven't realized the importance of using God's wisdom to bring it to pass. We've discussed before how God's kingdom operates by laws, and that the Apostle Paul even talked about the law of faith, right? This episode will be an introduction. I want to talk a little bit about how understanding and applying God's wisdom toward finances is one of the keys to seeing it manifest. Many years ago, I used to give financial seminars to groups of people. I would bring up Vince Lombardi, the famous coach of the Green Bay Packers. One of the things he was quoted on when asked about his success came to be known as the EEB, Excellence in the Execution of the Basics. He made sure his team knew the basics of running, blocking, and catching as much as they possibly could. Over and over and over they would practice. It does us a lot of good also to get back to the basics to understand God's wisdom for prosperity. Some may say, I know all about prosperity. Well, is what you know working for you? Peter wrote in 2 Peter 1, verses 12 and 13, therefore, I'll always remind you about these things, even though you already know them and are standing firm in the truth that you've been taught. And it's only right that I should keep on reminding you as long as I live. There are some things I've learned over the years through God's word that I need to have brought to my remembrance. We should never forget the basics. For example, if you haven't been acting on the word like you used to, you should probably get back to doing that right away. You may find yourself in a crisis of some kind and think, oh, dear Lord, I have to have some great new revelation, Lord, to get me out of this jam. And the Spirit of God will speak to you and say, go back to the basics. You never leave the basics. You build on them. You rarely see a contractor or a builder destroy a foundation once it's been laid. No, they don't destroy foundations, they build on them. The house is only as strong as its foundation. That's why I believe it's so important to share these podcasts, the simple basics of God's word for building your foundation in different areas of your life. Your foundation may have some cracks in it, or maybe it's weak, or maybe you've destroyed it. But the purpose of these podcasts are to renew your dream, your faith, and your understanding of the basics of God's word to help your foundation be more secure, more solid. Remember, we talked about how the floods and the storms of life come, but they can't shake the person who has their house built on a solid foundation. I want to build my life on a solid foundation. How about you? If you can get to the place where your ways are God's ways and you think like God thinks, you'll start to see prosperity flow more easily. I remember thinking many, many years ago, Lord, if I could just learn to think like you, I'd never be faced with lack. I'd never be faced with want, and I'd never be faced with a crisis that I couldn't handle. And then I felt in my spirit him say to me, well, that's the reason I inspired the scriptures. The thoughts of God are in his book. It tells us what God thinks about life, what he thinks about healing, what he thinks about wealth and riches, and what he thinks about you and me. What God thinks about everything that you and I are involved in is all in the book, in the Bible. He covered it all from Genesis to Revelation. We need to get the revelation and the realization that the Bible is the greatest book ever written on the subject of success, healing, and prosperity. Let's go to God's Word and see what He says for us to do in order for prosperity to be more manifest in our life. Like I said, this is going to be more of an introduction. In many podcasts, we talked about the importance of setting goals for life, right? And how the Bible says that without a vision, the people perish. We discussed how that word vision means a sight mentally or dream. It doesn't necessarily mean a divine appearance from God or an angel. The vision is simply a goal. It's an objective, something that motivates you, something that you can aim for. You have to have goals in your life. You must have objectives. People who don't have goals or objectives are people without motivation. We discussed how that the word perish in that verse means to be unproductive. The people without motivation are unproductive. Non-productive people perish. Many Christians want prosperity and good health and the blessings of God, but they have no motivation. Look, we need to know that the gospel is a victorious message. It'll change your life. God's word is full of good news. In the Bible, the people that lived by the covenant of God were the wealthiest people on the face of the earth. Well, look, anybody in their right mind would want prosperity. But the problem is there's a lot of believers who haven't got enough motivation to do what it takes to get prosperity. Now listen, if you have the idea that the message of faith is some kind of get-rich-quick deal, you can just forget it. And I'll say this, if anyone presents you with a get-rich-quick scheme, you better check that out pretty good. More than likely, it's illegal or shady and deceptive at best. So what I'm saying is living by faith in the Word of God is not some kind of get-rich-quick deal. But I will say what it will do for you when you make it a way of life. It has the power to change the condition of your bank account, your clothes, your car, your home, and would change everything around you. Prosperity doesn't come to us automatically. We have to have a goal. We have to have that vision. We have to be motivated, and we have to make up our mind and say, I'll do anything within the boundaries of God's word to get it. Look, it's your move. You set the goal. And the first thing that I want to ask you to do is write it down. Now, write it down now. Stop this, write it down. Underline it. Keep it before your eyes. I found out that when I write things down purposely, either in my Bible or in a notebook, and keep that in front of me and never forget where they're found, it's easier for me to keep my vision strong and active. So when the devil comes in and tries to destroy my goal through pressure, crisis, right, the cares of this world, some kind of adverse circumstance, I can flip back over to where I wrote it down and read it again and again. And that strengthens my vision or my goal. Remember what God told Joshua in Joshua 1:8? Study the book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you'll be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. Is it easy? Not always. You'll find in order to prosper, there are certain demands you'll have to make on yourself. Regardless of your past failures, set that goal. Look around. Even a lot of sinners, business people who couldn't care less about Jesus and whether he's dead or alive, have succeeded in business because they had a vision. They set a goal. There are people who've written books taking biblical principles and applying them. All the while, they were still sinners, and it's worked for them. Many have written books on positive thinking, motivation, and how to succeed. They've taken the scripture in Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he, and built an empire of that. Look, if carnal-minded people can lay hold of this spiritual law and make it work, then it's a shame if Christians don't do likewise, wouldn't you say? Now, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not saying everyone needs to build an empire, but I'm after what rightly belongs to me through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. How about you? I'm not saying I want to walk around with money hanging out of my pockets. That's not the point. But I do intend to live the way that the Bible says I can. We all have the right to abundance, to lack nothing. Our needs should be met according to God's riches and glory by Christ Jesus, it says in Philippians 4:19. And then have much left over to help someone else. Maybe you've already set some goals for your life, but you've allowed them to become distorted. Or maybe you've not known up until this time that prosperity is available to you. Look, regardless of your situation, I want you to approach this and study this as though you've never heard any teaching on prosperity. Allow the word of God to inspire you. Now listen closely. Always allow your goal, your vision, or your objective to agree with God's word. Rewind that and play it again because it's so important. Get into God's word and let it create your goal for you. The great thing about this is God's word is not void of power. In his word, it says, you have the right to make it your goal. If you follow the instructions in God's word, he'll back it. He'll see to it that it's not just a dream. Many people are chasing dreams because they're not in agreement with God's word. Others will say, well, I just don't know if it's God's will I prosper. In the next few episodes, we're going to get into the word of God and see what it says about prosperity being the will of God. In my early studies about this subject, I began to read all the scriptures concerning prosperity as though I've never read them before. I began to be sensitive to the guidance and the things from the Spirit of God. And one of the things I received in my spirit was this: prosperity is for the believer, for believers that believe. Look at 1 Kings chapter 2 and verses 1 to 3. And I'm going to close this out for now by reading this. Remember, I said this is going to be an introduction. It says in the New Living Translation, as the time of the King David's death approached, he gave this charge to his son Solomon. I'm going where everyone on earth must someday go. Take courage. Be a man. Observe the requirements of the Lord your God and follow all his ways. Keep the decrees, commands, regulations, and laws written in the law of Moses so that you will be successful in all you do and wherever you go. We all know that Solomon was the wisest, wealthiest man that has ever lived. Hallelujah, and God bless you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and come back for the next episode, where S.T. Smith teaches how all things are possible through God's Word.